As a child of the 80s, I'm old enough to remember when racism was understood to be a way of viewing one ethnicity or skin color as better than or superior to the other, or others, something like that. The basic idea was simple. People of certain skin colors or ethnicities were worth less than others and should be treated accordingly. This is, of course, disgusting and evil, but that's what racism was back in the day. But now we have a new definition of racism that has turned the tables completely upside down, making hatred and mistreatment of one particular ethnicity or skin color not only completely legitimate, but virtuous and good. Now, white people are the assumed targets of abuse and mistreatment for any properly functioning government or corporate program. These days, through the promotion of all other groups ahead of them in the name of helpfulness, white people are systematically regulated to the back of the bus, if they're allowed to get on the bus at all. The latest in a never-ending run of examples of this comes in the form of race-based loan relief programs in Illinois that have resulted in white farmers suing the state of Illinois over race-based discrimination, also known as institutionalized racism. And isn't institutionalized racism exactly the sort of thing we're all supposed to hate if we're properly woke? And yet, ironically, institutionalized racism is exactly what we get on a massive scale when we're woke at the highest levels of governments or corporations. This behavior, this racism, is the norm these days and one of the most tragically comedic aspects of our culture's descent into this racism-driven madness is the way that wokesters and other useful idiots of the ongoing Marxist revolution instantly try to paint any white person daring to notice this racism as, you guessed it, racist, just for noticing. Yep, if you notice and dare to speak out against the flagrant racism being used to punish you and your children, that only proves that you are racist. And why? Because now, racism doesn't mean what it used to. Racism means, among other things, that if you're white, you are a racist. And if you are a racist, you must be punished. Therefore, if you're white, you must be punished. How much warped and evil can you get? You've literally turned an evil thing into a virtue and made the virtue of being non-racist into an evil thing when it comes to actually standing up for yourself or your children or anyone else who's being persecuted because of the color of their skin. This is the kind of suicidal stupidity and culture wrecking nuttiness that defines a society that is deep under the judgment of God, as America clearly is and should be. Check out Romans 1 and Psalm 2 for solid reference points on that. The good news is that this suicidal craziness can't go on forever. It will eventually destroy the culture that embraces it, leaving behind a remnant of sane non-racists to clean up the rubble and rebuild a much better thing. So don't let the raving racists and virtue-signaling wokesters get you down. The clock is ticking on their particular brand of dumb. They'll accidentally finish themselves off soon. Maybe not soon enough for our liking, but soon. In the meantime, prepare for the Psalm 2 endgame storm that is coming. Build relationships with good people and be prepared to help anyone who needs it when the Romans 1 insanity hits the fan. Now more than ever in this era of open anti-Christian bigotry and anti-freedom mobs, we need to get connected with each other. If you appreciate this perspective and would like a daily dose of informed optimism, subscribe to the channel and sign up for the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com.